Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of Maymania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to another episode of the Crash Course, episode number 199. On deck, going to be catching up with Bob Dixon here in a little while. First, before that, we're going to be talking to Johnny Gullo about the upcoming season finale for Stern Dirt Racing out there at the new Salt Lake City Park Complex, that awesome new double-stacked Coliseum of an arena. We haven't been there yet, but from all the discussion that we've heard, I'm excited about going out there. You've had a chance to go there, right?
Yeah.
You went there.
Yeah. Utah State Fair. I was there. They had it was over 6,000 people, and the place looked empty. So, you know, that just give you an idea how big it actually is. I mean, it was an eye opener. It was a wow, holy cow, look at how big this place is.
Right.
And it's awesome. I mean, it's an awesome facility all the way around.
Was it like the Kansas Expo Center with no roof on it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, there's platforms for two big jumbotrons on each end of the stadium. Mm. I mean, it's big time. It's definitely a top-notch facility through and through.
We'll be out there. We'll be getting into town on Friday afternoon, and then we will be catching up with everybody for the Derby on Saturday. It's going to be aired on DerbyNation.tv. You can find all the pay-per-view links there. You can also find the links in the threads underneath the Crash Course Show link. We'll be sharing that around all week long. We'll be getting into more of that with Johnny here momentarily. Focusing local first before we get too far ahead. I think I'm going to go on record and say that they made the right decision at the Paradise Speedway, and I know you can argue back and forth all you want about how they said it was going to be rain or shine. They weren't planning on that kind of rain when they were talking about rain or shine, I don't think. And to make the call to nix it is going to make for a better show.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
100%. All the way around.
Yep.
For anybody who was arguing about whether or not the money was guaranteed, that money was never ever in question. That money was there. It was going to be paid out. You're silly to even suggest that as being one of the reasons why. Ultimately, last year they had a bunch of rain. The mud was pushing through the transmission openings, and it was going to be a garbage show. And you don't want to tear up a racetrack. At the end of the day, you can have a derby one time, or you can make the right decision to have a derby multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I think with Belfast happening and the number of cars that were at San Filippo Smash,
mm-hmm.
Let's say something crazy happened to some of those guys and their cars weren't hurt. They've now got the opportunity to come back and run at the Ellison's mm-hmm. show for some really good money.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's fair that those guys were getting roughed up in some private circles for calling the show off. It was the right decision, and I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of local guys that wanted to run that were going to run that show that actually were, oh, boy, thank you very much, because they had little stuff that
it's two more weeks of work.
Yeah, it's two more weeks, and they were stressing the night before trying to get stuff done. And trying to rush to get stuff done. Now they got a little bit extra time to do it. And 100% agree. 100%, we talked before the show, Chris. I mean, 100% agree. I mean, it gives guys even another chance to run their cars.
Right.
Because there's cars at Belfast that were not hurt that intended on coming to that show. And they'll still come to the show. There's cars now, like you said, from San Filippo that got some dingers in it. They can straighten it out, and they can come and run for money, you know, and have a good time. So it works good for everybody all the way around.
I think so, and I just don't think that it was a hey, let me put you in. We got Johnny Gullo on the line while I was trying to finish my thought there.
People just jump to conclusions fast.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Yep. They jump to conclusions way too fast on that, and they were wrong. I mean, it was a wrong assumption, and I feel bad for the guys that were already there. because there were cars that had already gotten through tech. I feel bad for those guys because they were there under the premise of rain or shine, but you were going to have a garbage show. Nobody was going to come out for it. It was going to be miserable running on. That's a true clay track. And when you get running on the slop in the wet like that, it's going to turn into a mud pit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any fun. Let it sit 2 weeks. See if the weather clears. Get past Super Dirt Week, because that Super Dirt Week always draws rain. Get past Super Dirt Week and go have another awesome show.
Yep.
All the guys have the opportunity to run one more time here in town. Unfortunately, I don't think any of them are going to be towing to Utah.
No.
We're going to.
Why? No. It's beautiful.
No.
We have snow in the mountains.
And you guys are still water skiing on the lake, I take?
Yep.
You live a heck of a life, Johnny Gullo.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Excited. Planes are leaving on Friday, and we're going to be out there in time to make some bad decisions, make sure we have headaches for Saturday, and then do a derby.
Nice. We'll have bad decisions after the derby on Saturday night with some pig and beer.
All right. That sounds good. The facility, Ben was describing, was 6,000 people. It still looked empty.
Yeah. They kept telling me, we had 6,000. I'm like, no, you don't. Says, yeah, we do. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that perhaps tickets are still available with all the seats that you get.
Definitely you can get them through smithtix.com. In any of their locations, and they will be available at the gate, obviously. It'll take us a show or three to get that stadium full because it's a new location for us and everyone else, and we got to figure out how to market Salt Lake City because it is a large market versus Ogden or Heber and the other small towns that we typically go to. Mm-hmm.
So how are registration sounding at this point? I mean, we've got four different
cars. We're about 40 cars.
Awesome.
12, 13 trucks that are registered. Passenger cars, we're at 6. And I don't know where they're coming from, but we're at 20 mini cars.
Oh, my God.
And the bus.
And the bus. What's the story with the bus?
The bus is awesome, dude.
It's not coming. They wipe it. What kills me is, we show the video, and I got so many comments. I'd be so pissed off if that bus came into my heat. I'm like, do you not realize this is a staged?
Right.
The kids, right. You know? And there's so many people that thought that's just a real thing that we were doing. And I'm like, really? Do you think anyone in the right mind would do that?
Yeah. The guy driving the bus is cool. He's like a loose cannon, dude. You get to ride in the bus. There's passengers in the bus.
How do you get that?
Yeah, thing? They got cameras. They're going to work on it over the winter. We're going to bring it back from A-Mania, and they're going to try and get some flame cannons and water cannons coming out of it. Basically what it is hey, I need a filler heat to give the guys time to fix their cars. Yeah. Here's $3,000. What do you got for me? And that's what they came up with. And I'm like, all right.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's awesome. It had to crowd into it. I mean, the crowd really got into it,
General Dent wasn't ever staged, right? General Dent was a legit enforcer, correct?
Yeah.
This was the enforcer of all enforcers when I saw the video at first, and then you started watching what was going on. It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was willing to go full WWE.
This is dumb as hell, and I'm like, it ain't for you. It's for the kids and the crowd, because our crowd is different than what your guys' crowd is. We keep having that discussion, and our crowd's looking for entertainment.
Right.
I agree with that. I was willing to go full WWE on it when I saw the video. I'm suspending beliefs. Like, yeah, that's actually happening.
Mm-hmm. it was cool. It was definitely cool.
But we're not going to see that though at Havoc.
No, he totaled all the cars at the last show. He got two runs out of all the cars. We did it at the truck show. The beatdown was the first one we did it at. Then right. We did it at the state fair, and then we're going to modify it and fix it up and get a bunch of cars there for May Mania.
Send it out there with the big cars.
Yeah, mini cars. No, they were mini cars.
No. I'm saying send it out there with the big cars.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of time in that bus. Trucks,
that bus was cool looking. It was a 57 Chevy on the back, right?
Something like like that. And the guy hand painted it with spray paint. And it's actually pretty good paint job on that thing.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yep.
I figured it was the same guy that had done all of Derek Shelley's work.
Oh no. They are a bunch of guys that are true Confederates from Alabama, and I have to fight with them. You can't fly the flag.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's not good. It's
and they're cool about it. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. The guys from are the guys from Kentucky going to make the trip back out? The Passmores?
Not for this show, but they said they're definitely coming back next year. If not for May Manny, they definitely want to come back and bring 6-7 guys out for Heber.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Those guys, they had some hard luck this year, towing all that way and having to rebuild a transmission in the pits that doesn't go into
in
Derby
truck. In his truck.
In his truck.
Man. Tow home.
Yeah, it was a tall order. Are we going to see any new twists or anything? Have you got any surprises up your sleeve that you want to tell us about now for Havoc?
I can't say anything about Havoc. You know, that's...
I know. It was worth asking.
No, everything's a surprise.
Ben just rolled his eyes.
But really, our concentration is not being with the fair. Our concentration is really... getting everybody to know that we're at the new facility, you know, state of the art. Ben can speak to it. It's just awesome. The getting that crowd built up because May Mania is going to be huge.
Yeah, May Mania is going to be one of the can't misses next year. You're going to have
the numbers are right, and we'll find out in November for sure. We're going to pull. I think Ben can agree. I think the way Heber flowed with being the 2 days the way we did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to try and pull off at May Mania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I mean,
with a Friday and a Saturday and no cars hitting stages.
Yeah, it was easy. It was good for the drivers. They had plenty of time to fix stuff. It was and fix stuff right. You know, it wasn't 30 minutes and you got to go.
Yeah, it's definitely easier all the way around for officials, techs, and drivers, you know, drivers equal. I mean, it flowed, gave extra time, and it wasn't just bang, 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 bang. And 100% agree. That's it's going to be an awesome show. Mm-hmm. I was saying that when at Utah State Fair
right.
to Johnny and Gumby. I'm like, man, May Mania is going to be insane in this place.
Yep.
It just the amount of room and the amount, and it's just.
Is the track physically larger in square area than what we had at the Golden Spike?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it?
The arena we had was roughly the same size as our finished arena at Golden Spike, but what we have 20 feet to the, I think we said 15 or 20 feet to the walls, the actual bleachers.
Yep.
Wow.
So 15, 20 feet, and then there was still room on the ends.
There's room to go wider.
Yeah, we shifted it to the south or the west. I don't know which direction am I going. No, the south, because it allowed us to bring in the Jumbotron and stage tow trucks a lot easier. I think the cleanup flowed a lot easier. But yeah, we were learning a lot, you know.
Yeah, there was.
Depending on how big the show is going to be, we had to learn a lot on logistics and the way the layout was. And we asked a lot. I sent an email out to the drivers after the state fair and said, "All right, what did you like as a driver? What didn't you like? What did you need? You know, lights, water, positioning. We're just trying to get input to make the facility more friendly for the drivers."
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's a friendly facility all the way around. I mean, Gumby's
already.
Whew. I mean, it's just, you'll see. You'll see. I mean, words don't explain it, you know.
Yeah, Dalton's drone footage does it no justice.
No. Nope. Do you actually physically standing there and walk underneath the stands and walk into the arena and look around you, it's like, wow.
Well, we should be feeding roughly 400 people, so we're excited about that. We love the year-end show, and on top of this, we'll probably get a couple more registered this week, and then we always get 10 to 20 show up the day of, and we should be a full boat like always. And you know what it's like. They don't want to look at this stuff all winter.
No. They're going to definitely drive to get rid of it.
Here we go. There's a look at it.
And that does it no justice.
And that does it nothing, huh?
No justice at all.
I can't wait.
Well, that shows you how short the...
Yeah.
How short it is. That's how much... I mean, that's 30 or 40 feet. From there to the end, probably, roughly.
We're going to be there Saturday for Halloween Havoc, 7 o'clock start time Mountain. So that's going to be 9 o'clock out here. So everybody set your watches accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got the light class and the medium class, which by the time we define what those are, we'll know when we get out there. So either bring the torches if you got to cut, and bring the welder if you got to add metal to fit one of those molds.
Right.
And they're going to have heats and grudges that feed into a feature for them. And then we're going to have the heavy and the outlaw, which will likewise have heats and features that will feed into a feature for them. There's a total of $30,000 on the line. Right.
And we spread that money out. Everyone asks what the prize money is going to be. And it's really... Take the trucks, for example. Okay, here's the truck heat. There's $3,000. What do you guys want to do? Don't care. Y'all want to take home a couple $100 and leave $500 for Mad Dog? Great. Y'all want to do a $3,000 for first place? We don't care. It's your money to use as you want. We're going to try and get everybody to vote on something so everybody gets to take home something.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they get a full belly and a little drink and a little fun on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, you're also not going to get a situation where, unless you volunteer to, there won't be a light car or a medium car going against one of the heavy cars. So it is pretty.
Not unless they really choose to. But that is not our desire, our goal. Everyone's calling, well, I want to cut before I get there. No, don't cut anything. Just show up.
Right.
Let's see what else is showing up first, and then we'll make a decision. We keep a pretty good track record of what's coming through the gate. It's pretty much your tech on the trailer, because all we're looking for is safety and classification.
And Ben's going to be there to talk anybody out of going light to heavy.
The only ones that really stick to somewhat of the rules are the individual classes. So mini cars are mini cars. You know, there is no heavy mini car or light mini car. Try and stick to that rule. However, if you need to add, if the plating rule calls for 8 plates and you need 9, 10, or 11 to make... just to straighten the frame out so you can get one more run out of it, do it. It's not going to throw you in a different class just because you're trying to make it. Now, if you had kickers and, you know, angle iron and everything else, that might put you into a different class. But we want you to have fun and get a good heat out of it, if not two,
mm-hmm.
and sit back and relax and just...
have a good time.
Relax.
The mini cars and the trucks, are those both... sort of in the same vein of what we saw a couple other times this year, where they were self-policing, essentially, where they had set their own rules and set their own terms, and they're going to do their own tech process?
We've got the front-wheel drive cars and the mini cars, and we're going to kind of look at those. I know there's some heavier, you know, those Pacer-type cars might be showing up, so they may go into the heat with the front-wheel drive class just because they're a bigger car to deal with anyways.
Right.
So we'll just kind of gauge it as we go, and there'll be room, and everybody will be set up the way they need to be set up.
It's very fluid, and everybody's going to run in a class where they're going to be safe at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. You said the tickets are still available. What's the ticket pricing on that one?
You know, the really nice thing about the stadium is they're starting at $15.
Nice.
Very affordable to go to a great facility. You can buy... The lower bowl, I believe, is $25, and that puts you right next to the arena, just like the Golden Spike is. And then there's the middle section that I believe is $18,
mm-hmm.
and the $15. When I say nosebleeds, Ben, there's really not nosebleed. There's nothing.
There's not a bad seat in the house, really. I mean, not a bad seat. Even if you sat in the top row all the way around, It's like Johnny says, it's not a nosebleed seat at all. I mean, you can see perfectly fine. You're not like you're 50 miles away.
Right.
There literally is not a bad seat in the house.
And there's no chance up there of an El Camino landing on your lap.
But do dress warm. It will be a bit chilly. Should be 50 degrees as a high for the day. So it's dropped down to the, you know, 40s by the time the show's over. So dress warm, bring some gloves and hand warmers and that kind of stuff. And
we'll buy those at the Walmart nearby.
Make sure you're selling hot chocolate and coffee because you're going to sell more of that than soda.
Yeah.
Beer, but soda.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm excited to get back out there.
I mean, oh, yeah.
I think it's a new stretch of mountains. We haven't seen that yet, right?
No. You've flown into Salt Lake, and we're literally...
Like 10 minutes.
You're really 10 minutes from the arena. It's
going to make it close.
The hotels are crazy close. It's going to be a good new home for Stern Dirt. Mm-hmm. It's going to allow a lot of the people from a logistics standpoint, a cost standpoint, really good, and we're really pressing the arena to do even more for the drivers and cutting hotel deals and, state fair, everybody got free food.
They got good food. If you can't find a barbecue that you like out there, then you must be under a rock because they got like national award winning barbecue places like there, and it's just. And I'm pretty finicky on what I eat.
No pork.
No pork. So, I mean, but I went, Gumby took me to a joint that had, it was like the 1-9 national championships and barbecue. And like I said, you're not going to go hungry going out there.
How about Rocky Mountain Oysters? Right. Did you try them?
No. No. But
we can get you some if you want some.
No.
I can call the boys from Montana. I'm sure they'll bring some down for you.
Stop. Get out of here. Not interested.
Can I hear?
No, definite pass.
So we're excited that they get this one under our belt. Then we're going to hit the rules really hard for May Mania. Our goal for May Mania is to November 1st to open up registration to last year's driver. November 7th, open it up to everyone else. Mm-hmm. By moving it to a second day, we hope to add a few more teams to the mix, so we should have a couple spots open. I know a lot of people have been asking about that also. So
nice.
At this point, are there still hoodies left over for drivers who would want to register at that $100 mark to get the extra pit passes and the extra dinner passes?
Yes, dinner passes are running tight. Hoodies, we've got about 75 left, and I know we'll sell out of those. Yeah. Definitely the day of. Size-wise, that's what you probably run into an issue of.
But still, act fast.
You can buy them online. We are donating $10 out of every hoodie sale to Red Cross for the disaster relief. And I can't remember. I think it's $30 out of every registration on the $100 side goes to the disaster relief also. Typically do the cancer fundraiser because this is breast cancer awareness, but with all the tragedies we've had in Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico and stuff, we thought it right to move that over to the Red Cross.
And the wildfires too. The wildfires were bad.
Oh, yeah.
And those got overlooked a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was bad. Bad. Bad stuff. Real bad.
And then you got to deal with frickin' Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Happened in Vegas today. Just horrible. You know, it's where you stop giving. Seems like every time you turn around, there's somewhere else that needs help.
Yeah, I can't even get my head around that. You're just...
No, there's a lot of people are going to be scratching their head over that one for a while, but it's just sad.
The scary part to think about is what copycat's going to come now. How are they going
to
go bigger?
Keep
it. We don't need to talk about that on the show.
Nope.
Let's keep our mind out of that and have some fun and crash some cars.
100%.
Get ready for Christmas.
Crash cars, eat some food, have some fun, hang out with some good people.
We're going to be on 4 different planes coming home.
Holy shit.
I think it's 4. I think it's 4 or 5. I can't remember how many.
I seen our itinerary, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, don't read it.
Okay.
Just don't. Just have faith. Blind faith.
I think Ben wants me to book his flights.
We tried to fly everybody to the same place, and I messed that one up. Well, it worked out. It worked out great is what it ultimately happens. It worked out great. Got everybody's schedule aligned and everything worked out fine. It's just it was a little messy coming up. On the plus side, we aren't nearly as expensive for the rental vehicle this time as we were out there for Heber City.
Well, actually, I was going to talk to you. We can talk offline on that. I don't think you need to rent one. You're so close to the arena, and the hotel has...
You could take a shuttle
from the airport to the hotel, and the hotel to the airport, so...
You can see the hotel from the airport.
Okay.
You can take it, and they offer shuttles, and then it's literally 10 minutes from the hotel to the arena.
All right. So I should cancel that?
We'll have enough cars there, so...
I mean, I would definitely talk to them off air after the show about it.
Okay. I'll call you when we get done here.
Okay.
Because I just booked it. I'll have to go cancel it.
You can watch on Crash Course if you're not coming. We'd love you all to come out. If you can, then join us. It says good time, good food, good people.
It's going to be a fun one.
And there's going to be some cars getting junked. Guaranteed.
A little bit of junk.
Yeah. How close is the ambulance dispatch center to the arena?
You ain't got to worry about it.
No,
people don't get University of Utah is 10 minutes away. So
perfect.
We can ship as many people up as we need.
We say that in jest. Hopefully everybody's saying
no,
that.
No, yeah, that's it.
Then we'll make Dalton's night because he's got to work that night with, and he's a bouncer at the bar that's about 5 minutes away. And says, we'll just take the whole bar or the whole derby guy and we'll just go invade his bar.
Yeah, that's what he's saying at Utah State Fair. He says, yeah, you guys got to come over. I got to work that night. Come on over. I'm like, yeah.
Well, we started off the conversation hinting at the bad decision, so so why not?
Hey, yo. Awesome. Well, it's my birthday Saturday, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Bad things are going to
happen.
What
are you going to be now, 38, 39?
Bad things are going to happen. What do you want, Dan? I will bring you a bottle of whatever you want.
45. I'll be 45. 45 years young.
I'll bring some moonshine and a bottle.
Mm-mm.
Oof. What do you need?
Mm-mm. No. No. No.
It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have fun. So I'm looking forward to
it. All the drivers, first thing they sign up, we want the pig, we want the moonshine. I'm like, oh Jesus.
Bottle of moonshine and pork chop make Ben just happy as anything.
Gumby just turned it off.
So keep in mind. Anyway, we'll be seeing you here soon. So. I guess then the plan then Friday is just to go to...
When you're done with the show, and we'll make sure we got your itinerary and everything set up, but tune in to Crash Course Saturday. We're going to have a lot of fun. You get to see firsthand the new stadium and show it around. We got some new camera angles and stuff that we're working on and coordinate with Jumbotron, so we're kind of really excited about that. And
really, we got to...
We can
pack light for this one. We only have to bring the camera to face... us and the pigtail to take the SDI line.
I believe so.
Yeah.
This thing's high end enough. We don't have to worry about much.
Dude, it's like a rock concert in a stadium.
I'm loving
it. The sound system is like you're at a concert. It's awesome.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Johnny, appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you Friday.
We'll see you later.
See you.
There goes Johnny Gullo. Once again, just to remind everybody one more time, the... Where'd it go? I lost it.
You lost it.
Yep, that was bad.
There you go.
Last event of the year for Stern Dirt Racing. Online for details, and you can buy, find links to order tickets right on there. SternDirtRacing.com, October the 7th, Halloween Havoc, Run With Your Brung and the Pit Party, $30,000 in prize money. It's a driver pig roast afterwards. You're not going to want to miss it. Four classes, light, medium, heavy, and outlaw. Light, medium classes go together into a combined A-main. The heavy and outlaw classes go into a combined A-main. Light cars won't go against the big cars. Light cars won't go against the heavier outlaw cars unless you desperately beg to get that your way. Trucks are on the schedule. We've also got mini cars on the schedule, 20 of them. That's the most we've seen out there. And they're all going to be going at one time. And that is probably going to be the most hazardous heat of the night because they're so small. They don't take up a lot of room, and they can get going so fast, so quick.
Oh, they get it. Utah State Fair, they had a heat of the mini cars, and those guys were getting it done. I mean, they made junk fast, and they weren't scared because they were in a smaller car for sure. They were they were out there hitting just as fast, if not faster, than the big cars, and they had a great time.
Tickets to Crash Course New Year's Eve are on sale as well. I'm getting more pictures in the next couple of days of our raffle car. A 1976 four-door Cadillac, and it is beautiful, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a roller. It's going to be a clean slate. You can do whatever you want with it. And tickets are on sale. There's ticket breaks. If you read the details on the link on shop.smashedempire.com, you can jump on there and find out more. I'm not going to spill all the beans here. Go find your discounts where they might be.
Right.
Go check it out. Moving on, upcoming events on Saturday. Back if you're out in Ohio and got nothing to do and you want to watch on your cell phone while you're at another derby, Smash It has their cleanup show on Saturday the 7th. $10,000 purse for that one at the Fayette County Fairgrounds. That's Washington Courthouse. Full-size cleanup class, compact cleanup class, full-size street stock class, compact street stock class, compact trucks, mild weld, mod cars. Tons of opportunity to go run something in the state of Ohio on that day. I want to send a big thank you out on behalf of Smash It Demolition Derby to all the drivers, partners, and supporters who make 2017 a huge success, and I look forward to working with them again in 2018. Online, smashitderby.com. We had over the weekend as well 226 cars turn out for the Battle of the Border 3.
Yep, we've seen that.
I think Alan McNeil went and ran in Belfast, I want to say. Now I can't remember. But we had Nasty Dogs running in a couple different places this weekend. We had 252 at San Filippo and 226 at Battle at the Border. How's that for third outs, right?
Yeah.
Cleanup show seems to be where it's at.
that's pretty awesome.
Coming up a little bit later on in the month of October, on the 21st, we're going to be back down in the Shenandoah Valley with Jason and Penny Shipe in the Thomasbrook Volunteer Fire Department. This show is always a home run for the 2017 Chaos in the Valley show, Shenandoah County Fairgrounds, Woodstock, Virginia. This class is now open to Imperials and Hearses. The card includes the compacts, the stocks, the weld class, trucks and vans. Imperials and Hearses thrown into the mix with the kicker cars is basically bash for cash builds. It's going to be awesome down there. Compacts are going for $5,000. If they got the turnout, they'll pump up more money. It's not going to be a slouch show there either. The problem there is, and I'm telling everybody now, so you hear it, you can put it in the back of your mind and remember it, we're not live streaming it. Right now I'm telling you we're not live streaming it. If we go down there and some stroke miracle happens and we've got good enough signal worth trying, then maybe. But right now, no, it's not going to be live streamed. It worked out doing what we did with the local record for Wheel Days and uploading it here, just coming to Finger Lakes mm-hmm. 1 and loading it. So I think that's what we're going to do with Chaos in the Valley as our initial plan. I also found out I'm announcing that night, so I'm going to be up in the crow's nest over the top of the grandstand, so we're mm-hmm. going to have a great vantage point for it. So mm-hmm. I would prefer to make sure that everything's going to work. So nonetheless, if you have a chance to get down there, there's a lot of New York cars that are going to be down there.
Are going to get educated.
Dan Bolton's going down there.
They're going to get an education.
Mopar Dano is going to find out what the Blue Ridge Mountains are all about.
They're going to get an education on a build.
Blizzard Bash coming up right around the corner, too. We're less than 40 days away from that one, 8th to 12th November at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. Thursday, November the 9th at 4 o'clock, it's the National Qualifying Team Round 1. Friday the 10th at 9 o'clock is the RC Derby. There's a couple different classes there. There's still team spots open. National Qualifying Team Round 2 at 6 o'clock on the 10th. The double program, the doubleheader, is Saturday the 11th. 10 o'clock, Compact Limited Well Team Round 1. 6 o'clock, Power Wheels, all the team remains, Trucks Youth, Bone Stock, etc. lined up for that one. Sunday, November the 12th is Championship Day, National Qualifying, Limited Weld and Compact Team A-Mains on the menu there. And then looking far, far, far into the future, February the 10th, the Florida Southern National Showdown, two-man team derby, 20 teams from all over the nation are coming. That's going to be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, 6436 Broad Street in Brooksville, Florida. Tickets and event info are online at hernandofairgrounds.com. Brian, Ben, and Josh are going to be going down to that one to handle the live stream because, as it turns out, we're going to be going back to Winter Slam as well to do all the announcing work. There's not going to be any camera element there, so I'm going to be on the microphone there, and we have service so you can text me when you get in a jam. Remember, I'm an hour behind you guys, so don't rush it. All the events are going to be one and done at Napa Winter Slam, full-size class, no wagons, 35 car max, 2,000 to win, 1,350 for second, and they're paying back through 10th. 80s chain class, 35 car max, 1,000 to win, 750 for second, paying back through 10th. Light build trucks, 35 max, 1,000 to win, compact, 108 inches and under, 35 cars max, 1,000 to win there. Both those classes paying back through 10th place. Each class has a heavy hitter, which is $300 in a trophy. Best paint gets $100 in a plaque. Longest tow gets $100 in a Second place, or second longest toe gets 75. Best Western Mankato has rooms available for 99 for a double and 109 for poolside, 507-625-9333. Contact Randy Maslowski at 507-327-1944 or Jeremy Irwin at 507-525-4290 for details. It's February the 10th, St. Peter, Minnesota, the same day. So you got your choice. You can either go to...
I'm not going to Minnesota.
Minnesota, or you can go to sunny Florida.
No, I'm not going to Minnesota.
You're not going to do it?
No.
You're not going to take the dive?
No. I can be a weather forecaster now, basically, with the hardware I have in my hand. So I'll take a warm climate versus a cold one.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah, 100%. I agree. But it'll be another – both shows are going to be excellent shows. I mean, Minnesota is going to be another great show. Moving to that other facility is definitely a good move. And Renato County Fairgrounds, I mean, that place is huge.
You've been there.
It's huge. They can easily handle a large capacity show, and it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
And St. Peter's got good signal. We just don't want to – there's no reason
with all the floods, I mean, there might be pythons up there too.
No.
Yeah, there might be.
That's another good reason to be in Minnesota.
Nope.
Because I would rather be where the air hurts my face than where the snakes can eat my body.
I know guys that have guns down there, so I'm set.
Good reasoning. Good reasoning.
Yep.
Show's going fast tonight. Man, Bob Dixon joining us on the line. Came away with a pretty meaningful win at the San Filippo Cup. He's got a set of championship door wraps coming to him and a roof sign in the wake of picking up two wins on the same night with that Crown Vic that is giving you a little bit of trouble through the course of the summer and some redemption found now coming away with that San Filippo Cup, which raised they're flirting with their goal of $25,000
for
San Filippo MST3 research. Bye, man. How's it feel?
Oh, man, Chris, it felt great. Great to come home with the win. It's been a while.
It's got to mean a lot for you, too. You're out there, and one of Jeff's Imperials was on the track with you at the same time.
Oh, you know, Chris, I didn't even know that I was in Imperial until you just said something. But, yeah, if I'd have known that, I may have been there a little bit.
What were some of your impressions? I mean, when was the last time you competed in an event with 250-plus entries?
It's been a lot of years, Chris. The last time I ran with that many cars was probably up in Brookfield back in, like, 2000. Geez, I'm not even sure. They probably had 200-plus cars. We didn't even get on the track for a heat until after 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool the way that everything was broken down. Is there was a bunch of they're basically a bunch of one-off heats. There was no qualifiers. Everything got ran down to the last car. So we had a bunch of light-built four cylinders and light-built six cylinders with a little bit heavier-built six cylinders a little later on in the night. And the mid-sized cars. Then we had economy V8s and we had light welds and then we had limited welds. So there was this gamut of cars and everybody walked away as a champion of a particular heat, but there was no prize money. It was all donated prizes or prizes mm-hmm. that they had secured in one trade fashion or another. So you got all these prizes. There wasn't necessarily prize money. And when you have 250 cars out there, you know, regardless of what type of entry it was, they were all out there because they wanted to be there. It wasn't about the money this time. They were there because they wanted to be there. And trying to shove 250 cars through in an afternoon, that's a challenging task.
Yeah.
It's a challenging task.
Yep.
But
most definitely, Chris. 11 hours derby that day. I know my legs were hurting by the end of the night.
It had to kind of play out with one of those dream scenarios with that San Filippo Cup, because when you're out there with your car, which was one of the heavier cars that was on the grounds that day, there were some guys that were pulling out there with four cylinder aluminas that were fairly soft. Were you just salivating at a chance of blowing through the back of one of those?
Honestly, I didn't even think about it because of their safety. I was kind of afraid I might get in a little too deep and hurt one of them guys.
Sure. That's probably the right answer, actually.
Trying to stay away from the four cylinder as much as I could. Plus, between Mark McCarty and Holden Smith, I kind of had my hands full.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Mark Zaccardi had a great run. And Logan Gregory's motor was just unreal to listen to. Uh-huh. That thing sounded so good. We got a chance to listen to him run at Wheel Days, and then he was just on that limiter the whole time. It reminded me of a Kenny Rosno run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Bob, Big Bob's motor, that diver motor Big Bob's got, that's right in the same level. I mean, it's that diver he had, is he let it scream, he opened it up. I mean, he's not afraid to hit the skinny puddle at all. And
Bob went by me at one time trying to chase. I don't even remember who he was trying to chase down. But when he
him and Ryan were going at it in the heat. I mean, it was like, this is awesome. This is worth the the wait to watch. You know, that's what you want to see. You want to see them cars built like that, run like that.
He went by me and it made my ears itch. Yep. I mean, it was nothing. It didn't even sound like anything. It was just this buzzing noise in your ears. Mm-hmm. It was so loud when it went through, and it was doing a wheel stand on the way by.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Just slammed the front end, and that fight you had with Ryan was awesome. You lumped up on Ryan Ostrander, then you took home one of his coolers. That was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, I can't thank Ryan enough for donating that. I've been needing one of those, and it kind of saved me the money.
You've been needing one of those? With everything?
Yeah, I've been running an ice cooler the last 3 or 4 years, and I wanted to upgrade to a fan cooler, and now I got one.
Yep.
That worked out all right.
Yeah.
Jeff Shulman sold out of everything he had. He said he's got enough orders now after he sold out on site that he's backed up.
Dude, he told me he went through already since the beginning of the year. He's went through 12,000 feet of inch and a half tube for headers. 12,000 feet.
That's over 2 miles. That's a lot.
So he's like, he goes, you know what? He goes, it's great to you know, he goes, it's I'm finally to a point where it's. When people are showing up and it's a legitimate type business, really. And he
right.
goes, it's
he said life changed
itself. Yeah.
Life changed dramatically when he came to the States. Yeah. Yep. Shipping was less and it was
and
more
he says it was cool accessible. To come to an event in New York State and walk down through and say, oh yeah, that's my header. I made that header. So it's, you know, it's awesome when you get to that point for sure.
And Bob's motor was a diver,
yep.
which you alluded to. Gave one of those away. Did you hear that thing get touched off?
Yeah, but I think everybody in the area was hoping that the person that won it didn't win it.
Yeah.
Because now Greeny is totally deadly. Because now he has the purple monster or whatever he called it. The
Grape Ape, I don't
Grape
know.
Ape, yeah, the Grape Ape. So it's now there's going to be multiple divers mm-hmm. that are going to be running wide open.
Yes.
So
loosening fillings at
start yeah.
before
yeah.
they even make a hit.
Yep.
And there were some guys that got rocks. I mean, Mad Dog Awards were being fought for,
mm-hmm.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the course of the night was fantastic. Let you know a little bit on some of the winners. Taylor Gully and Megan Wood going 1-2 over Katie Garcia in the Queens Clash. Dylan Archer coming away with a win in Heat 2. Nate Cutting got Mad Dog in Heat 3 and also won it, and he was serving some hits in Heat. Dylan, in Heat 2, Dylan got Mad Dog in that one as well. Brandon Jones, Mad Dog and first place in Heat number 4. In Heat number 5, that was the Extreme class. Lee and Marty Seeger came away with winning that one. All those big iron cars, Lumina ended up winning it.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, a Seeger Lumina.
They said they were going to build what they knew.
Uh-huh.
And they built what they knew. Yep. There's no one's gonna fight with that one. Nate Dean coming away with Mad Dog in Heat number 6. Kyle Hunter got the win in that one. Lyle Walworth ended up winning Heat 7 and got Mad Dog honors in that. Bob Dixon, gentleman with us on the phone right now, winning Heat number 8. Mad Dog went to Ryan Ostrander. Dylan Kilpatrick won Heat number 9. I lost Heat 10. There's Heat 10. It's on the other envelope. Chad Winnie taking the win in Heat number 10. And Heat 11, Andrew Cummings came away with a win in that one. That was like the light trucks and stuff. Chris mm-hmm. Murray with that minivan coming out of New England earned Mad Dog in that. And he was sending haymakers in that. It was Travis Seward winning over Ryan Enders and also taking Mad Dog honors in Heat 12. Heat 13, Mike Holbert got the win in that one. In Heat 13, Heat 13B was the heat that had a bunch of cars that we don't know where they came from. Car 16 won that. Congratulations. I don't know who you are. Heat 14, Chris Morrow won that one and took Mad Dog. Anthony Curtis finally getting the monkey off his back, got a win in the big truck division over Sean McLean and the 5760. That was the Van Wormer driver. Got the Mad Dog in that, and the Cup Bob Dixon won that one. And I went over Holden Smith. Holden Smith, we've got to take a minute to mention him. Holden Smith, on one of the first hits of his heat, broke the steering off at the box, pulled the steering wheel and the steering shaft out, threw it out the front window, over the wall, right in front of the stage, and then drove the rest of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had steering. It was one of the best shows that I've ever seen. But for a single driver to just do that and just throw caution in the wind, because it's not even like he could take a pair of vice grips and clamp onto the rest of the shaft and steer. It was all brake and pedal. And there's nothing. I mean, this got to throw you off so much. Just there's not even a steering wheel there to hang on to. There's no shaft. There's nothing. It's got to throw off your rhythm. You know, your mental state's got to be thrown out the window for that.
This just shows you his. He's at a young age. He's very experienced driving, and to have the calm and being calm and cool and just steer with the gas and brake.
I found it. That was heat 10. I'm pretty sure that was heat 10. Pretty sure. Yeah. Not only did he get second place, he got Mad Dog that heat with no steering.
Yep.
I'm done. I'm out. Bob, you ever had to drive with no steering wheel in front of you?
No, I've drove without steering many times, but I've always had the steering wheel.
Did you lose steering in the main event?
No, my car was able to turn. I mean, it wouldn't steer very good, but it was turning.
Yeah.
Was it because something had begun to bend?
No, I think I had I'm not 100% sure, Chris. It just had a hard time steering ever since I put it together.
Extreme class, I missed the Mad Dog. Extreme class, where'd it go?
Oh, the two-man extreme class?
I got it now. Duncan Cram.
Yeah.
And Chris Murray. So Chris Murray walked out of there with two Mad Dog Awards. Mm-hmm. And that's right. They did just fine for themselves.
They did excellent because they lost steering. They lost steering. The front end went haywire on them.
Haywire.
Early on. Yeah.
It went to the carburetor.
Yeah, it was. Jesus. He was going two different ways at once.
It's fine. It's fine. Didn't seem to bother him any.
No.
That's right.
No.
I'm glad he was listening to weigh in on that. I think we caught everybody in terms of the results. I can't get rid of this stuff. I need to take pictures of it and then send all the files back to Josh.
Well, when you're trying to keep track of that many heats and that many cars and everything else, it was an overwhelming day. Overwhelming day for anybody that's trying to keep track of that stuff. And
I don't think anybody was planning on that. I mean, Bob, realistically, going into Saturday, how many cars were you expecting to be there? I mean, they've done a pretty good job.
I was probably expecting around 150, maybe 170.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the year before, I just figured it would follow up about the same.
Building off last year's numbers, my guess was 225, and I was way wrong.
Oh, I was figuring just 200 myself. Yeah. I was figuring around 2, just for the same reasons Bob just said. I mean, to build off last year, but it was amazing the support and the amount of people that came out. It's just great. It didn't matter if you started at 5 o'clock in the morning to tech cars. You're gonna get through them when you get through them, and you know you still got to look at them. You still got to segregate them into equal areas, and so people aren't getting hurt. And you know, so it just takes time. And all in all, it was a late night, but it was a good show. So
well, the red flags didn't help. I mean, but it looks like everybody's gonna make four recoveries.
Yeah, and that's the first thing you do is you think that you're banking on people using their head and use common sense and you want to have a good surface. Long story short, just a little bit of water, it took care of the whole situation. So, which put a lot of people at ease after it got watered and slowed the pace and made it slick Jeremy took it by the horns and put a solution in there, and there you go. End of story.
Tying this to nothing, a word of advice. is to any drivers pulling out onto the track after you go past the tech official that's standing at the edge of the track that's doing the safety check, making sure that you're wearing a seatbelt. Make sure you keep it on.
Well, and I can't say nothing because I'm guilty. I used to always take mine off. But you're talking running in subframe and box counter imperials in heats with normal cars.
Right.
So I mean, it's like taking a submarine to a boat show. You know, it's just no comparison. But yeah, 100%. I mean, the seatbelts are there. I mean, it's not saying you're a Sally if you wear your seatbelt, because I'm here to tell you right now, anybody running derbies, anyway, most guys now are running shoulder harnesses, and the guys that do are loving it because you're not as sore and you're more confined, you're more constricted, and you're held in place, and it's just kind of use your heads.
Blizzard Bash, they run 5-point harnesses.
Yeah,
and it's still not enough.
I mean, it's kind of contradicting. You tell somebody to use your head, but you're out there smashing cars for fun. But you know, it's all about safety, and nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. Jeremy, for sure. I mean, he was about ready to puke on stage because you know, he doesn't want to see anybody get hurt, and he wants to, everybody's got to work the next day. Yep. And glad to hear everybody's doing good. So
with due time, yep.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you do for seatbelts? Do you run shoulder harnesses too?
Well, I run a 5-point race harness belt.
Yeah.
Just to keep myself down in the seat nice and tight.
Brian McClung couldn't come. He had something come up, and Ron had told me, and I forget what it was, so Jeff Showman climbed into that car. Yeah. Jeff ended up coming out in one of the PT Cruisers that one of the gully kids had drove.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the track like 3 or 4 times, I think. And during that two-man extreme show, he ended up whacking the steering wheel right off the bottom of his nose. And he didn't lose any teeth, thankfully, but it looked bad. And I was talking with Ron, because I initially thought that Brian was going to be riding with him, and it turned out that he wasn't going to be there. And Ron told me that Brian basically can't bend over and touch his toes before a derby, but afterwards, seatbelt or not, he can't, because he gets bounced around inside the car so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, we joked about drivers in Utah coming out of the car taller than when they got in them, and then we saw that one guy, and I'm blanking on his name, and forgive me for it, that he was kept in his car and not wrapped around his stacks because of the steering wheel catching him.
Yeah, the guy in the Diplomat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary. That dude's definitely taller today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was he ended up, they ended up cutting both the pillars off of that car.
Pillars and a cage. Oh, they had to cut the cage because they needed a sawzall to cut the cage because the jaws of life wouldn't cut the cage.
Wow. Well, a good cage.
Well, the box tubing, I mean, they're not designed to cut, you know, structural steel.
They're not.
No, I mean, be glad they're not up to speed like out west, and then they wouldn't even be able to cut it, even begin to touch it. So.
No. I thought about you the other day. I was talking to somebody who runs a dip tank.
Mm-hmm.
I got thinking about you and some of the creative ideas you told me about off the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's one in the works right now.
Oh, boy.
So,
Bob, are you going to run again before the end of the year? Are you going to try and make the trip down to Chaos in the Valley, or thinking about making the trip over to Paradise Speedway here in 2 weeks on the 14th?
Well, I was looking at the rules of Paradise Speedway today. Not 100% sure if I would pass that set of rules or not, being I'm running a set of stickers with my trans brake and lip plate.
Well, I mean, there's Bash for Cash, Smash It class cars that run there, so that's, you're not too far off from that.
Yeah, see, I'm not real sure with that area. I was actually going to strip this car out, but now that I'm seeing that derby's still going on, I'm kind of interested.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just to try and finish the car up before I strip all the parts out of it for the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Has that car even remotely begun to move?
The back end of it rolled in real nice and tightened up. Front end, from what I looked at, it didn't really look like it budged much other than the bumper starting to twist inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying that you want to use that car up or finish it off, but if it hasn't moved yet after 13 runs, I don't think it's going to move.
Well, I was trying to go for that strategy when I was filling up for the fair, but it didn't work for me.
Nonetheless, though, it was it's a masterpiece build, and I'm sure that you've learned something from this one that you're going to make the next one even harder.
Yeah, I'm going to get a bigger car trip. Then Crown Vic's, man, like I said, and I feel like I'm in a little go-kart.
You're gonna go back to, probably going to go back to a Buick, ain't you, Bob?
Yeah, I just picked up a 76 Buick Limited. I think I'll put some time into that next year.
Yep.
Oh, boy. That'll be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Bob's had some real nice Buicks. He had one Buick that was pretty nasty.
Is that a tow package car?
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer. Awesome. Well, Bob, man, we had talked, and I'm blanking on what had come in the conversation. Are you the Cast in the Valley show was on the radar. Are you looking to go down there and watch then?
Depends on who goes down the run. Chad Winnie had mentioned maybe making a trip down there to run, and if he goes down, then yeah, we're probably going to make a trip down to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Well, awesome. I look forward to it. I hope to see you down there.
All right, Chris. Well, if we're down there, then you know Chad's running. If not, have a good time, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, perfect. Before I let you go, though, is there anybody that you want to make mention of? We talked about the motor, but there's more than just a power plant in that car. Anybody you want to make mention of to help get that car to the track?
Oh, definitely. I'd like to thank Rod and Sue up where I build my cars. If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't even be barreling it anymore. I'd like to thank Brock Drake for always having my back and helping me out with my build. And then, obviously, I want to thank Jason for the awesome power plant in my car. And then just my family for supporting me throughout the years. If it wasn't for them, who knows where I'd be.
Bob, congratulations again on winning the cup. It's well-deserved.
Thank you. We'll catch up with you guys later.
We'll see you later. All right,
congrats, Bob. Good job.
Thanks, Beth. Have a good one.
Yep.
There goes Bob Dixon, winner of the San Filippo Cup. And he did have his hands full. Those orange cars were all over him.
He always, I mean, and Bob's like many other big drivers down there, the good drivers down there, they always got a bullseye on him. His wins that he has never come easy, along with the other guys, along with Winnie and Greeny and Zaccardi and Logan and all them guys. I mean, all them guys that drive hard down there, that when they win something or they get down to the end, it's not because it was a bag fest.
Gloves are off.
The gloves are off. The throttles are pinned, and you know people are getting knocked out of their seats. And
saw plenty of that.
Yeah,
plenty of evidence of that.
How about Mike Oliver? Mike Oliver in that shocker in the heat. He was in the heat with that Diplomat. The guy got hurt. He went out there, and like the first four shots were just wide open, three quarters track, forward, backwards, typical Mike Oliver Derby. And
that was a black car with gold lettering, right?
Black and yellow. Yeah, I think it was. No, the black with gold lettering was Rearman.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and he did good. I mean, he has some hard, he has some tough luck, tough breaks.
But, slow down, and yeah. I bet the weird stuff won't break.
yeah. But no, I, like I said, I got to give all them guys down there, you know, you'd like to talk about them all and mention them all because of the way they drive, and they always drive hard. And you try to talk about them all the time because you don't want them to think they got left out and you know they're all right up here in my eyes. There's, they're all up
yeah. There's nobody that should feel like they were left out.
No, I mean, these guys, they all drove hard and put a show on and they all built some nasty cars.
There was some stuff that was inside out. And I don't even remember what heat it was. There was one car that had the rear wheels stuffed up to the front seat underneath it, mm-hmm. and it was still moving. And then he took a shot that flattened everything out. It was like a fender and doors, and then mm-hmm. what used to be the back of the car squeezed into about 2 feet. And mm-hmm. he had to get out of the car. I mean, it was a bomb waiting to go off at that point, you know. But man, just would not say die.
Oh no, even a compact guy, the wall to wall guy that was driving wall to wall.
Well, Kyle Hunter's the one that comes to
mind.
Oh,
he was junking stuff in his heat. Dean's another one. He's like that southern tier, the southern, like more that area is like Lee Seeger. He'll hit you 50 mile an hour. You don't care. And he's just, you know, he's there to junk stuff and put a show on. And I mean, we could go for hours talking about these guys, but it's, like I said, my hat's off to all them guys to come out and support a great cause like they did and put a show on like they did. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's awesome.
Yep. We will be back next week with episode number 200, if you can believe that. Episode number 200 next week. However, I can't promise that it's going to fall on that Monday.
Yeah, because you guys' eyes are going to be still like the golf balls after coming back.
Yours are going to be too, because you're flying home with us.
Yeah, but I mean, with the arena and stuff, when you see it out there, it's amazing.
I'm sure we'll get a couple Facebook Lives in before we're done and show everybody a good look at what they're waiting for. The order links are up there, derbynation.tv. Jump online. Order it up. We appreciate all the support that we've had on that one. That's going to do it for this one for us here from the North Park building here at Academy Square. We'll see you all right back here again next week for episode 200.
The Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah, online at stirringdirtracing.com. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby 8 Magazine.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FigureLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.